Joe, working again? Retirement was boring, huh?
Not boring. Expensive. Food, medicine, rent. Social Security just isn't enough.
I know, and that's why I used BenefitsCheckup.org. It connected me to an extra $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month?
BenefitsCheckup.org is a free service from the National Council on Aging.
Free? I'm going to BenefitsCheckup.org today.
Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In a swift legal maneuver, Wayne Leonard Dexter is bypassing a preliminary court examination and heading directly to circuit court. Dexter, facing felony charges, accepted a plea offer. Under the terms, he'll plead guilty to the felony with a third offense, habitual offender enhancement. In return, prosecutors have agreed not to pursue additional habitual notices and are open to a specialized sentencing program if Dexter's eligible to go to the Thumb Regional Sobriety Court. This fast-tracks his case with an arraignment now scheduled for Monday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. Dexter's bond will continue as previously ordered, signaling a streamlined path forward for both defense and prosecution. In leadership shakeups unfolding in small mid-Michigan community of Kingston, the superintendent of Kingston Community Schools is stepping down after a series of decisions she made on student discipline were reversed by the school district's board. Shona Venevi announced she will leave the position at the end of the week, bringing a three-year tenure to a close. The resignation follows mounting friction between superintendent and board members over who should control the day-to-day disciplinary decisions. One flashpoint came after a threat involving Kingston High School last fall. Two students were charged by a Tuscola County prosecutor. Venevi moved to expel one of them, but the board later overturned that decision. A second dispute erupted in December after a parent allegedly threw a basketball at a 16-year-old player during junior varsity practice, injuring the student. School officials restricted the parent's access to games, and when the parent reportedly ignored those limits, Venevi issued a no-trespass order. The move triggered complaints to the school board, with some members arguing that the superintendent had exceeded her authority. Venevi says the board's actions undermined her ability to protect students and staff, and she's also raised concerns about what she described as favoritism towards certain parents. The school board has not addressed the allegations directly. Board President Julie Ruggles released a brief statement saying only that the district is moving forward in a positive manner. Kingston Schools have named an interim superintendent as the district searches for a replacement. Meanwhile, the shakeup doesn't stop there. The board's vice president and the district's business manager have also resigned in the recent days. And the Saginaw County 911 Authority Board had selected Jessica Tumblin as the agency's new executive director. Her appointment took effect March 5th, placing her in charge of the county's round-the-clock emergency communication system. In that role, Tumblin will oversee dispatch operations, technology, training, and long-term planning for the center that connects residents with fire, police, and medical help. She brings more than 7 years of experience in emergency communications and public safety leadership. Board leaders say her background and vision made her the right choice to guide the department forward. The move also makes official a role Tumblin had already been filling in recent months. She stepped in as an interim director last year after the previous director had stepped down. Tumblin says she's honored to lead the agency and plans to continue strengthening partnerships with first responders across county while maintaining reliable emergency communications for residents. And President Donald Trump and First Lady have traveled to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to attend a dignified transfer ceremony first six American service members killed in the early stages of the conflict in Iran. Their ceremony, a somber tradition, was attended by military leadership and the families of the fallen. The president spoke briefly to reporters afterwards, expressing condolences and emphasizing the administration's commitment to supporting military families. The event comes as U.S. continues its nine-day-old military operations in the Middle East. A spokesperson for Iran's Revolutionary Guards stated today that the nation's prepared to sustain an intense war against the United States and Israel for at least 6 months at its current pace of operations. The announcement follows a week of heavy airstrikes targeting Iranian infrastructure and military sites. Tehran's governor confirmed that fuel distribution in the capital's been temporarily interrupted after strikes on nearby oil depots. Despite that damage, Iranian officials claim the situation is being managed and that their defensive posture remains strong. And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes. We'll return right after this for a look at our precision weather forecast with Russ Merley or Steve Adamson.
Winter has had us cooped up long enough. If you're feeling a little cabin fever, Thumb Broadcasting has just the cure. We're giving away five $100 gift certificates in our $500 shopping spree giveaway. And it's the perfect reason to finally get out and about. Now through April 9th, visit local participating businesses and register for your chance to win. Take a drive, walk through the doors of your favorite local spots, and see what's new this season. Whether you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, update your home, grab a great meal, or simply enjoy a change of scenery, this is your opportunity to shop local and maybe even win. No purchase is necessary to enter, and you must be 18 years or older to register. We'll draw five winners on April 10th. To hear a full list of participating businesses, keep listening to WLEW 102.1 FM The Cruise and 94.1 FM and 1340 AM The Thumb's Hottest Country. Or visit thumbnet.net. So shake off the cabin fever, support the businesses that support our community, and enter today to win Thumb Broadcasting Spring Shopping Spree Giveaway.
Register to win Thumb Broadcasting Spring Shopping Spree at the following businesses: Huron Auto Parts, Buckley Shoes, Ashley Home Store, Al Hansen Motors, Builders First Source, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Bad Axe Marble and Granite, and Bad Axe Super Tan, all of Bad Axe.